What's your dream scenario with music?
I'd love to be in a rock band that you know, is passionate about their music and that is real and honest.
By the late 80s, the Red Hot Chili Peppers had built a reputation as a group of wacky balls of energy playing this weird hybrid of punk rock and funk all at breakneck speed. They took pride in being underground, so as they undertook yet another round of auditions for a new drummer, what would already be their fourth drummer in their six-year history, you'd think they'd gravitate towards someone more like-minded. Guitarist John Frusciante looked back on that audition in an interview more than 15 years later. The guy laughing in the background is Chad himself.
Chad walked in, and when he walked in, he had a Metallica shirt on, and he had his and his hair was all frizzy. We were like, oh my God, let's just get this guy out of here.
And long hair, and bandana, and cut-off shirt. I looked more like I'd probably fit in on the Sunset Strip with like Guns N' Roses than the Chili Peppers, who were at the time all about like what kind of funny haircut you had and your tattoos. Yeah. So they looked at me, oh, get this guy out of here. You know?
Chad had moved to LA only a few months prior, and like most musicians at the time, were looking to get into that hair metal Sunset Strip scene to be the next Motley Crue.
And I knew of the Chili Peppers, but I wasn't like a big fan. So at the end of 88, Chili Peppers had three records, and they were kind of a, I'd say, you know, played college radio, and but I knew, oh yeah, the guys with the socks on their and I knew about them. So I was like, they have a record deal. Yeah, I'll try out for those guys. But they weren't like this big rock band, so I wasn't like all nervous or, oh my God.
That's Chad reminiscing on that period of his life in a recent podcast interview. Something that's impossible to measure is the chemistry between bandmates. You could bring in the best musician, but if they don't mesh with the other members, for whatever reason, it just won't work. What was obvious to Flea, John, and Anthony at that audition was that they had found that rare chemistry with Chad.
Up till now, usually Flea was leading the jams. Chad walked in, all of a sudden, like, he was carrying us, and he just was speeding up and going, fuck you! Fuck you! Ah! You know, like he was just going like, ah! You know?
John breaks a string, and I've never seen anyone change a string faster in my life. It was a crazy thing, because he didn't want to miss out on the fucking jam. We were like, do you want to do it? And he went, and that's the way it was. Everything was on 12.
For whatever reason, the four of us were put on this earth to find each other and make this special music.
Part of the reason the Chili Peppers struggled to find drummers so much was that the typical ego drum playing style just didn't mesh with the Chili Peppers' sound. Most drummers want to get their fancy fills in and to show off their chops, but with the Chili Peppers, they already play so fast that style only serves to muddy the sound.
We're a very rhythm-oriented band, and that's really important for me to be as solid as possible. I can't play too busy. It's about driving the groove home, making it hypnotic so people are like dancing in the last row, wherever.
Despite Chad's Sunset Strip hair metal look, he got the part, and what would become the Red Hot Chili Peppers' most iconic lineup, Anthony, Flea, John, and Chad, was formed. It has since been 30 plus years, and they have sold more than 120 million records worldwide, and the same lineup is still making new music and selling out stadiums across the world.
It's real undeniable. That was where we really had to learn that lesson that, you know, different people, I think, learn different ways in life, that it's about what somebody has on the inside. It's not about one's outer presentation.